College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we'll get to the people here in a second, but I want to just sell you this pen, and you can tell me what you want to do. But I thought the Pistons were a big winner last night. Tatum dying is horrible, but not for you, it's not. He's gone. He will not play next year. He may never be the same player. Rudy Gay tore his Achilles, wasn't the same player. Kobe Bryant tore his Achilles, wasn't the same player. You know, Kevin Durant tore his Achilles, not the same player. Dominique Wilkins, I know it was 30 years ago and technology wasn't as advanced, but Dominique had ended his career. The point I'm making is the Celtics are done as you know it. It has opened up the East. Cooper Flagg is not here. Giannis will be leaving, probably to San Antonio. Pistons are the big winner. So Rico fell in love with Zion and his polo, and Rico just received a missive.
Yeah.
Can't tell you from who, but Rico was not wrong. The Pels were showcasing Zion because they're trading him. But here's what I wanted to say. You know who my favorite Celtic is, and I think he's built to be a Detroit Piston. This is a guy who's a two-time all-defensive player. This is a guy whose clutch is all hell, shoots about 38-39% from three, can play on or off ball, and has zero ego. Makes every smart play. Can draw a charge at one end of the floor and an alley-oop dunk assist on the other. Costs you $28 million a year.
Okay, now who I thought.
Derek White. Derek White in the backcourt with Cade Cunningham is perfection. White can draw the more difficult defensive assignment every night. White can run the offense and get Cade off ball to give Cade a little bit more action into the offense.
And how much?
$28 million a year.
So that means you're giving up on Ivy.
Yeah, but again, Ivy's extension eligible.
No, Mike, I'm just talking this out. You just kind of dropped this in our lap, so no.
I know, and I apologize. But again, it's a player who is signed. Let me just double check. He is signed. You would have 4 years with him.
He's just
turned 30.
See, that's actually the route that I thought that Trajan was going to go. I'm going to be aggressive, but it won't be the splashy aggressive. It won't be the I'm running out to buy this jersey type of player. It's not going to be the, oh my God, season tickets just went up because we just signed this guy. That falls in that category. Smart play. That's actually pretty brilliant on your end.
You're going to give to get. I'm going to need one of your wings.
Okay.
But my whole point
is, I'll give you Thompson.
I actually wouldn't hate it after watching the Celtics get orbital rammed on the defensive side of the floor all fourth quarter. You know what? David, we could talk. The point I'm making is the Celtics are going to have to do uncomfortable things. So take advantage of it.
Him? Yeah. Jaylen Brown? No.
No, Jaylen needs knee surgery. That's just my personal opinion. David, ticket text. We'll go to the callers.
Someone says, Zion sucks. This is just when they say Miguel Cabrera's in the best shape of his life, he looks great in the spring. No thank you on Zion.
Okay, hold on. Real quick, I just have to do this to defend Rico's honor. A player who averages 24.6, 7.2, 5.3, and shoots 57% from the field. Oh, and is one of the best isolation downhill players in the league. That sucks.
And this isn't a Mickey in the best shape of his life. I don't use that often. He truly was like, wow, Zion got serious, and he looked like an NBA player. So I think people are just saying he sucks because
they don't watch basketball.
And he didn't want to be in New Orleans. We knew that from the day the lottery happened that year. He's just been kind of like, this is a paycheck for him. But I think he sees that light at the end of the tunnel. If he can get a fresh start someplace else, I think whoever takes that chance is going to benefit from that. Okay, you know what? Tell that person, think of Zion as a modern-day version of like a Chauncey Billups, a guy that just everybody wrote off, and then he came to Detroit, and you loved him.
Well, I will tell you this. We get a lot of ticket texts coming in every day during the show, and that was the only one that was against Zion.
Okay. You're just trying to upset me.
No, I wanted to give you the first one. I wanted to get it out of the way.
I just thought last night was a very good night for the Detroit Pistons. And I don't care. Oh, you can't celebrate others' misfortunes. No one's celebrating Jason Tatum's hurt.
It's an opportunity.
But I'm sorry, life happens.
Right.
Oh my God, your boss died and you got a promotion. What are you going to do?
Right.
I can't accept that because...
You can't benefit because Bob crashed his scooter. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to say. Bob's dead.
Yeah, the house you really wanted. Well, the person who was going to buy it found out they didn't have the money, so I'm calling you.
So my point is, I think it moves the timeline up. I think it's a very exciting time for the Pistons. I don't think doing nothing should be on the table. So that's the conversation. I wanted to throw one creative idea at you. You know I like the Zion thing. It's all risk, all reward.
No, Derek White would also, it would work as well. It would be less splashy. And honestly, I don't think most Pistons fans, they would say, well, Trajan failed. He didn't really do much this offseason. David, if you know who he is, but if you don't, you're expecting big names.
Derek White is a championship-winning player. Just because he has a ring. I'm telling you, he plays winning ball.
He is, but the fact that we just brought his name up, most people would be like, Derek, that's all that we could get was Derek White?
He was huge for the Spurs when he was there.
David, he has turned into one of the most clutch three-point shooters in the league. A knockdown shooter. What do the Pistons need? Shooting. What do the Pistons need? Perimeter defenders.
You mean aside from Beasley, who, well, he was good, but he disappeared in the series.
Yeah, one guy's made those shots in the finals. The other guy's done it on PlayStation. Let's go to Bob, 97.1. Bobby, what's going on?
Is he Max Clark?
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Bobby, what's up, pal?
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I'm with you there. I agree with everything you said. I don't really have a whole lot to add, but I will say this.
Yeah.
It's all on Trajan. This is going to tell us a lot about Trajan Langdon and who he is as a general manager. If he wants to just, play small ball and act like we're a small market and do nothing, or if he wants to make like a trade, even for Derek White, I think Meek Mill in one of his songs had a hell of a lyric, scared money don't make no money. You can't play scared.
No. And look, Bob, we like to throw some creative ideas out there. And I think picking the Celtics carcass dry should be on your list. Take advantage of the fallen champion by all means.
Yep. 100%. I want to say one more thing. I know that the Devin Booker trade thing has died down too. And I'm actually so glad that it has, because it adds another dimension to this. The one, if you're the Pistons, the one team who cannot acquire Devin Booker were the Magic. If they did, it would have been over. I think they would have been the top team in the East. So that's another development that came out a couple days before the draft lottery. That puts us in an even better position.
Yeah, I think go ahead.
So what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say I'm with you in that the Magic are one player away from being a real, real problem. And if you're going to say, well, they weren't good this year, their big three played a total of 92 minutes together. Come on, guys.
But I think the Pistons are in a very favorable spot. It's unfortunate what happened. I'd be okay with Derek White, like you said. I'd be okay with Jaylen Brown. I would love Zion, though. Zion here.
Yep.
That idea has really – I thought about it. I think I talked to you earlier about how he's gotten injured, and, I didn't really love it. But the more I think about it, the more I realize Detroit could be great for him, and he could be great for Detroit.
Bob, this is a town that's big on second chances. This is a franchise that, whether it was the Bad Boys or whether it was going to work, reclamation projects have been the bedrock of what you've done. A change of scenery. Go look at what it did for Rasheed. Go look at what it did for Chauncey. Go look at what it did for Rip. This is all about cost of acquisition. Okay, if you want to call up and go, I want Giannis, great. Say goodbye to 5 first-round picks. Say goodbye to all your young players. Or here's the clearance rack. Why? There's a high-risk quotient. Mm-hmm. But if it works, you're getting a top 20 player in this league for 30 cents on the dollar. Does that feel right to you?
Yeah. It's a chance, and
I take a swing.
I mean, I already can hear Mike. If it did happen the second he got injured, it would be the "I told you so" hotline of "See,
I understand
you
that.
Shouldn't guys."
But that's from people who don't have the spinal cord to actually have an opinion of their own. They just wait until something goes sideways, and then they moan like a prostitute. I'm not interested. Yes, I'm talking about Wojo. I'm not interested.
I wasn't even.
You don't have
about
any
him.
Opinion about anything, but you'll say, "Oh, see, I told you he's fat." How's that Chet Holmgren opinion working, Bob?
I forgot about
I'm
that.
I'm just saying, like, you have to. It's okay to be wrong. It's not
chance.
Okay to not have an opinion.
Right. It's a chance. It's a risk. You are a playoff team. You made a gigantic step. Now your next step is not to make the playoffs. That was this year. Make the playoffs. And nobody's angry. Nobody's upset with you. Now you have to look. And as you said, the opportunity is there to be one of the haves in the East, to be one of the top three teams so that you have home court advantage and that you can possibly get to play in the NBA Finals again.
Has the Pistons' timeline sped up based on what took place last night, both on and off the court? Our answer is yes. We've thrown out a couple ideas. We'd love to hear from you guys.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.